escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
I would crush you.
Yeah, sure is. Prime Time with Isaac and Suk, and this is indeed 1080 The Fan. Hello.
I'm gay.
Hello, Jerry. Hour two of the program. So, do you remember SGA?
I do. Turns out good at basketball.
Spelled MVP.
MVP and finals MVP.
And the Clippers gave him up to go get Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Whoops.
Yeah.
Turned out not so good.
You know, I was reading about that move.
Yeah.
Okay, so just we're talking about this because SGA got the Supermax.
Yeah.
So 4 years, $285 million.
Hey-o.
So he signed through 2031. That deal, that last year, that deal, 2030 to 2031, he will make $78.7 million.
Is there state tax in Oklahoma? Do we know?
I don't know.
Look, at that point, does it really matter? That's so much money.
Well, I'm fascinated by Sam Presti.
Yeah.
Because
I listened to a little presser about Sam Presti. Well, from Sam Presti today.
I just think he's, you know, what he has done is an absolute clinic. And teams and GMs all over the league, and in all the leagues, are trying to do what Sam Presti just did. Mm-hmm. And so when you get a guy like Sam Presti, and they have these guys in all the sports, but that do something like this and build a winner the way he did, and they still have 8 million picks, and they've already won a championship, and they're the youngest team. Like, it's perfection. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, how could he have built this any better?
You really can't.
So I want to know what is in that guy's sauce. There's something that he, and of course he's not going to reveal everything, but there's something that he does that other people are missing. And I read an article about what he did with SGA, and I thought it was interesting because he did make the trade. I mean, obviously the biggest part of this was he traded Paul George to get SGA and a million first round draft picks.
Yes.
That right there. Great. But you got to remember that SGA was not the MVP level player when he traded for him. He was just a kid with some upside. Mm-hmm. So what Presti did was the COVID season, I don't know if you remember this, you probably don't. The only thing we remember about the COVID season is no fans and LeBron won the title.
I do remember, is this what you're referring to? And I may have this wrong, but didn't Oklahoma City go on a tear at the end of the year to almost make the bubble? Or
no, they made the playoffs.
They made the play-in?
Playoff. They made the playoffs.
They made the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay.
So they won the COVID playoffs. Season, they won 44 games. Yeah. And made the playoffs with SGA.
Okay.
44, I mean, yeah, that's not great,
no,
but they made it. And they lost in the first round to the Rockets and James Harden.
Okay.
What Sam Presti did was he looked at this and went, okay, I've got who I think might be the guy in SGA, but I don't know that because he's surrounded by all these pretty good guys. Like, they had Chris Paul, they had Gallinari, they had Steven Adams. Freaking Sam Presti looked at that team and said, we're not good enough. I think SGA is the guy. I need to pressure test him. And he traded each of their next four scorers. So SGA was their leading scorer.
Kind of sink or swim sort of thing.
Yep. He traded Chris Paul. He traded Gallinari. He traded Dennis Schroeder. And he traded Steven Adams. Their top five scorers, four of them were gone. And a lot of people are like, well, what the hell are you doing? They went on to win 22 the next year. 24 the year after that, and 40, all while SGA was allowed to blossom. And Presti says that's how you know how good a player is you have to pressure test them. You have to put them in to the sink or swim mode and say, dude, you're the guy. We have no one else to be the guy. Can you be the guy? And SGA stepped up because he knew he could be, but he didn't know for sure with all those other guys around him.
No one knew SGA was going to be this.
So, well, Sam Presti thought he could.
Yes.
And Sam Presti, what the point of this is that he did something that is probably being overlooked. I mean, you look at what Oklahoma City has built and you go, all these picks and what great trades, but we often fail to look at what they did once these guys were on the roster. And it's really a counterintuitive move if you think about it, because you had a pretty good team. It went to the playoffs. You had some veterans. You have SGA. Why are you blowing it up? Well, he's blowing it up to see if SGA can really be that level of player. Meanwhile, they're losing a bunch of games. They draft really, really well. Yeah. And you also have all these first round picks from the Paul George trade. And you only need one season once you built it back up. And you figured out he was the guy, you only need one season to get bounced from the playoffs before winning a title.
Yeah, because in that process, I'm assuming, is when Chet and Jalen Williams and some of those guys came on board.
And by the way, they now have 13 more first-round picks in the next seven drafts.
Yeah.
That is an absolute clinic.
And they did it in a small market
with
an owner that doesn't have a lot of money.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah. Absolute masterclass.
So I thought that was an interesting little sort of a little bit more detail on what Sam Presti decided to do.
Allow me to, and I'm just spitballing here, but, you know, when you look at the way the Blazers are assembled, you know, they kind of, last year wasn't a success, but I guess they exceeded some expectations. And so this idea of, well, do they become a play-in team next year? You know, do you win, you know, can you win 40 plus games? You get rid of Ayton, who's the best center, right? You move on for Anthony Simons, who was one of your better scorers, although the Jrue Holiday thing is very strange. But who's going to score? Like, if Jeremy Grant has another season where he plays 35 games, or for the love of God, can we just get rid of Jeremy Grant? Is this going to be a step back with some of, like, you give Scoot the keys, maybe, and let him go. You find out what Sharp has. You got two very young centers that you don't know what you're going to get out of whatsoever. Klingon's never, you know, been a guy that can play extended minutes. You don't know what you're getting out of the Younger. Is it possible that this is kind of like that, where you're giving the keys to Sharp and Scoot?
Maybe.
And saying, although that's where the Holiday thing is so weird, but are you giving them the keys a little bit and say, hey, even if we take a step back and we don't win 36 games next year, let's say we win, you know, 31 or 30 and it feels like it's a regression, is it kind of that, where you're allowing them to kind of fail?
Put it this way, it is similar in a sense that, yes, Sharp especially should step up next year.
It's like, what, year four?
But I just think the difference there is that what SGA showed in his first several seasons is very different than what Shaedon Sharpe and particularly Scoot Henderson have
shown. Well, what you saw from SGA was, do you have a potential star? What we're hoping that Shaedon Sharpe and Scoot is, do you have starters in
right,
the NBA?
Exactly.
And so that's different.
I don't think you clear the deck to find out if you have two starters.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
You know,
valid point.
But it could have the same effect. Yes. I mean, if Sharpe and Scoot are stars, I mean, you would think that next year
it should be a pop, right?
Well, they should if they are. If they're stars, yes. Because, I mean, like you said, who's going to score?
Yeah.
They have no scores.
No. This could be a...
They might never score.
It may be a rough year. They're going to be rangy and athletic on defense, but it could be a... It could be a lot of, like, 91 to 88 sort of games next year for the Blazers. But, yeah, I mean...
Right. It's actually pretty neat.
Scoot and Sharpe in year 3 and 4, they've got to take massive steps up.
Hee-hee, Magic Johnson.
And then it'll be interesting to find out what Klingon had, because, you know, when he played more than 20 minutes, that was always is he in shape? So we're assuming he's got to come back in way better shape, and we're going to see what the Younger has. I mean, it's going to be, like, you know, I think Denny and Tumani, obviously they're going to get better, but you kind of feel...
Isn't it Tumani?
Tumani. What did I say? Tumani? Sorry.
You called him Calamari.
Calamari. No. You feel like with those two, you kind of know what you got. You know, maybe there's another level, but I think they're firmly entrenched. But boy, with Sharpe, with Scoot, and at the center position, those are big, big, giant, what the hell. It could happen. No one knows.
All right, up next, the era has become.
The era has become.
On the Fan.
That grown man athleticism, that's an all-timer.
It's I should be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
That's a college baseball coach.
About an umpire that fell over.
I should not be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
And when you think about it, isn't almost every coach ever held accountable for other grown men's athleticism?
That's
true.
A great point. Yeah. But I was also thinking, has anybody ever said those words in that order? I don't know that they have
Maybe
ever.
Not.
I should be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
I don't think that's ever been said.
No, it's so good. Well, in football practice, the big deal is you can't fall down, because when you fall down, people get hurt. So in that's always a big one is be an athlete, stay on your feet. So the amount of times I've heard my athleticism criticized for not being able to stay on my feet, and maybe that's why it warms my heart. Because if you're running and you trip, there's a good chance you're falling on someone's leg, and then you'll get the coach. Like, it's a weird thing, but that is like a cardinal sin in football practice. You can't be on the ground. It's insane.
Got to have that agility.
You got to have the agility. Like, my God, be an athlete. Stay on your feet.
That's why they do that rope drill thing. Isn't that?
Got to be able to
stay. Like the hopscotch rope drill.
You got to be able to stay on your feet.
I do knew that.
Well, the era has become, guys.
The era has become.
Today is the day, it being July 1, mm-hmm. that it's the first day that college athletes can be paid directly by their schools.
And they will be paid directly.
That has never happened. Well, it has happened. It's just...
this is legal.
Yeah. It's never happened like this.
No.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Somewhere Eric Dickerson is smiling.
You know who's smiling, JC Babes?
What do you got?
You know who's smiling right now? You want to know?
Players?
Well, I think the players of the last 3 years...
I'd like to get money.
The players of the last 3 or 4 years, I don't know how, you know, technically how long it's been, where it was the Wild Wild West, those are the players that are smiling.
Yeah.
Like, I think of Caitlin Clark. I think of, like, the elite players in college basketball
football.
And football over the last 3 or 4 years really hit a sweet spot, because before that, you could get paid, but... Yeah, I mean,
a few shekels here and there.
But you'd have to be like Cam Newton, good.
And even then, it was only a couple hundred grand at most. And now some of these kids are...
They're getting millions.
Millions.
And that's going to come down. Yeah. Because now there's two things. One is they've got the clearinghouse now.
Yeah.
That's where all the NIL deals, anything above like $600 has to be vetted through the clearinghouse. It has to be for...
NIL,
and they're gonna do a better job of policing that. And then the other thing is that schools can pay up to $20.5 million a year, and that's over all of their athletes. Yeah. So you know, obviously, not every athlete's gonna get paid, but that's a significantly lower number than what some of those kids were getting.
And I'll be interested to see two things. One, the Jeffrey Kesslers of the world, and if you don't know, look him up. That guy has made a career out of suing the NCAA. This is going to be an antitrust thing. The NCAA telling an athlete how much they're worth in an NIL deal is comical. So when someone goes, the next time they sign a $1 million NIL deal, and the clearinghouse goes and says, well, that's not legit, you're not worth $1 million, good luck proving that, and good luck in a court of law, again, telling a federal judge that you are now cost controlling what someone can make. That is the definition of antitrust. So I have serious questions about whether or not this is going to hold up and people will sue. And then the other one is, if somehow this stuff does end up being able to stick, which again, don't believe it will, aren't we just going to get illegal money funneled through the schools to the athletes again?
Probably.
I mean, if I'm a Reggie Bush type athlete and I'm getting ready to go to USC, and let's say my payment that they're going to give me through the school and through the NIL is, I don't know, $800,000 a year. That's tasty. But I know 2-3 years ago, guys were getting $3-4 million. You're telling me that I'm going to accept the fact that now it's $800,000 for no reason other than arbitrarily they say that I'm not worth it when I know someone's willing to pay me? I think we are entering a weird time where we think that this has settled some things, and I don't think Jack S is
settled. We think.
Didn't they put something in the settlement, though, that people can't sue after?
No, they were trying to, and that didn't work. That was the conferences wanted the schools to sign, and the schools laughed at them, and were like, yeah, good luck with that. So there will be a lot of challenges to this. I'm not saying there's going to be a challenge to the entire settlement, but they are going to try to cap what NIL people can pay their athletes and what they deem are real NIL. And in the initial study, I think they found that like 90% of the NIL deals, and it was even more than that for the big money deals, wouldn't qualify under this new system. And that goes back to, again, in a free market system, how do you tell a company that wants to pay a kid, how can you tell that company that that's not real? If I want to pay Isaac Rupp to endorse a product, you're now having a separate third party say, you're not worth what I'm willing to pay you. That is, that's illegal. There's not another business in America that could get away with this. And I do think it's kind of comical that the NCAA is going to attempt this. And unless you get congressional intervention and there's federal laws that are passed, and someone convince me how they're going to grant this one entity different status than any other business in America, I'm just, everything I read about this and from really smart attorneys says that this is kind of a pipe dream that the NCAA is going to try to do this. And this is like when they tried, remember when the NCAA tried to punish Tennessee for their NIL shenanigans, and Tennessee went, yeah, here's our lawsuit. And I think there was one other state, like Virginia. And then the NCAA was like, well, crap. All right, never mind. I just think you're setting yourself up for failure when you're the first time you tell a kid who signs a $2 million NIL deal that he can't accept the $2 million because it's, quote, not in line with what we think you're worth. And for like a player like Caitlin Clark, what was she worth to Iowa?
Caitlin Clark is white.
What was the amount of money she was worth? Honestly, there may not be a number that's realistic you could put on that. And so when there's a special player like that, are you going to say, okay, well, it's okay to pay her $3 million, but like a really elite quarterback that wins a national championship, are you going to now be like, well, you're a big deal, but you're not Caitlin Clark big, so we're going to say that you're only worth $500,000 and we're not going to let you make any more than that. That is such a bizarre world to live in.
A study here says they believe that Caitlin Clark impacted Iowa's GDP by somewhere between $14.5 to $52 million.
So,
yeah, and they're saying that she generated an estimated $15 million in extra revenue for Iowa alone, just ticket sales, TV exposure, marketing opportunities.
So wait until Who's the gal at USC? Juju Smith? Or
Juju Watkins.
Juju Watkins. Sorry, not Juju Smith was the USC receiver.
Juju Watkins Schuster.
Yes. So when Juju comes back from the torn ACL, she is going to be the biggest star in college basketball. She's bigger than any male player. When she comes back and she's signed with Nike.
State Farm.
So, like, she is going to be making millions. How do you determine what is, quote, real and what's not? Because it's Nike, it's a national brand, you can be like, no, that's legit. But if a local company wants to pay her, you're like, no, that doesn't work. And then someone comes along and says, well, we think she's the next Juju, and she hasn't done anything yet, but we're betting on her being the next star, so we're going to give her $1 million because we want to get in on the ground floor. And now you're going to say, well, she hasn't done it yet, therefore she's not worth it. None of this makes any sense to me.
And by the way, the administration of all this is going to be a nightmare. I sent you guys both a link of what the NIL Go portal looks like and all the different kind of drop downs and buckets you have to clear. People just expecting to agree to a sum of money and getting it, it's not going to happen like that. It's going to be a red tape mess.
Well, that's where the clearinghouse comes in, right? Yep. They're supposed to be the
it's
ones.
When you have tens of thousands of kids and rogue agents who don't know what they're doing, It's going
to
be a mess.
So they're saying the clearinghouse is supposed to evaluate all the NIL deals, anything over $600, to determine if they have a legitimate business purpose, such as endorsements, appearances, or social media promotion, rather than being just veiled payments for athletic performance.
So again, if I want to sign Nico, if I'm Tennessee, and I want to sign Nico to a $7 million contract over 4 years, and they're like, nope, not legitimate. Could I then just put out a bunch of fake? Could I hire an AI company to just put together a bunch of crappy ads, AI driven, with Nico in them and be like, what are you talking about? He's the face of Tennessee football and he's on every advertisement we have. How long would that take? And now again, now you're asking the NCAA clearinghouse to go in and be like, seems suspicious. Like, you're asking them to decide what's a legitimate advertisement?
Yeah.
And what's not?
I would imagine they'll quickly have end-arounds on all fronts.
Right.
But the clearinghouse is also expected to come up with fair market value. In other words, they will have to assess factors like, you know, what is Nico's marketability versus the quarterback at... Dude. You know, Ohio State, what about performance? He's a better quarterback.
And they're doing this for hundreds of school and thousands of athletes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then like social media following.
Yeah.
You know, and that,
and I'm sure the first person that is told that they are not worth what they're getting paid and therefore they can't get paid, I'm sure that person and their attorney are going to take it.
Yeah. Just agents.
Amazingly well.
Right. Agents. Like, the agents be like, wait a minute, this girl over at USC just got what? And my girl's got a million more followers, you know, or whatever. Yeah. Like, you're right. It's like,
dude, you just.
It's crazy to think how they're going to try to.
I can't believe
police
they're.
Police all that, but.
I can't believe they're going to attempt to do this as like a last ditch effort to save amateurism, even though they've already agreed that they're going to pay the athletes. It's insane.
Well, like you said, the feds will get involved. Congress, well, they will. I mean, Congress has already said that they will, right?
No, Congress has said that they've looked into it, but there's like no one can agree on anything. In fact, most of the congressional leaders that have spoken out against this, saying this would go against basically every fundamental business practice that everyone in the country has to.
I'm just saying, I've always thought that they were getting their heads together on federal legislation that would tighten a lot of this up, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. They can't get anything right anyway, so why would I assume?
They've got other things. They're dealing with alligators in prisons, so they got other stuff too.
By the way, you brought up Nico. I totally forgot he's at UCLA now.
Yeah, I just was bringing up the...
I know. I totally forgot about that move.
He was the guy that kind of broke this system. So Tennessee gave him $7 million as a high school athlete. And by the way, I forget who it was, but it might have been you. He was committed to somewhere else, and then I don't even think he had visited Tennessee, and Tennessee just gave him a bunch of money, and he was like, oh, all right, I'm going here.
What?
And I think that's the one that the NCAA said, no, that's pay for play. You're not doing that. And they went after Tennessee for their NIL recruiting practices and gave him like a notice of allegations or said that they were going to like investigate him, and Tennessee laughed and said, cool, we're going to sue you. And then it was the governor of Tennessee
That's like, and got the Attorney General of Tennessee to sue the NCAA. Virginia jumped on board, and that was the one where the NCAA said there will be no more investigations and this is beyond our control. We can't enforce this. And that's when the dam burst and it became the Wild Wild West, because originally, remember, you couldn't have pay for play. It had to be, quote, legitimate NIL, and Tennessee gave it the middle finger, and the NCAA admitted that they couldn't enforce it. So I'm asking the NCAA now, you quit after that Tennessee case and said, we can't enforce it. And now you're going back and saying, well, we're going to try to do it this time. What's the difference? Why will this lawsuit that you didn't even take to court, you basically just admitted defeat, why is this going to be different? I don't understand that.
All right, up next on In the News, Jace, very disturbing information.
Ooh,
I must disseminate.
Well, I'm getting ready to be disturbed.
And it is that we have rattlesnakes.
Oh, I don't like that one. No, we don't up here, do we?
We do.
What?
Yes.
Are they in your house? Are they in your yard?
I will tell you where we have found rattlesnakes here in Oregon. That's next. But first, Buck.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm a little sad when Rob's gone now that we're not allowed to play the B drops in the 4 o'clock hour. And I believe the
Why not? Who said that?
Yeah, that's the new boss.
Oh, bullshit.
And on top of that, the new boss is probably driving home right now with his kid, basically taunting Ryan Buckley, go ahead and play the bitch drops and see what happens.
Well, I am aware that I can't play those, but I said there were plenty of others for me to use, and I exercised that ability.
That is true.
Well, you know Dusty's listening because his kid's mute. he won't talk.
No. I keep trying to get young Bennett to say anything.
He doesn't say a word.
No.
And by the way, can I just point out, was that the shortest break of all time?
Yes, it was.
It's pretty short.
I love how, okay, so remember when we were talking the other day about how the big regional guy was here?
Yes.
The Rock Chalk guy. Yeah. He's our new regional president.
Yeah. By the way, usually our breaks are around 4 minutes. That one, there was your 1 minute live read for the advocates and one 1 minute spot, and then it was done after 2 minutes.
How long before we shut down? No, that guy was here, and this place was all vibrant, and like everybody was here. It was like,
we hung stuff up on the wall.
Look at the commerce.
Look at it.
It's so vibrant.
Yeah.
Dude, this place has been a ghost town ever since he left. There's not one person out there.
It was the calm after the storm.
There's one spot in the break. How's a guy supposed to pee? Fucking.
When I heard the comeback music, I knew you were going to be pissed. I'm like, oh yeah, that's short break. And it's always right before in the news. So, you know,
we don't have the news, man.
We can't really start in the news because, you know.
Let's
you
talk about me. Just ramming it in.
Yeah.
God, you need me on that wall.
We need you delivering that news.
All right. Well, this little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid. We will press on. It is July 1, 2025. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman, and I do not have to pee because I just peed. Well, I had to squirt. Very hydrated today.
That's good.
Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. It is International Chicken Wing Day.
Well, who doesn't love a fine chicken wing?
I believe that the chicken wing is the way the chicken ought to be consumed.
You're saying that's the best form of the chicken?
For me, it is. I think that's the way chicken should be eaten.
Interesting.
Because I just don't think chicken is that great.
Yeah, you have
but
hot,
the chicken wing.
You have hot, controversial chicken talks. Look, I'm not.
Talks? Takes?
Yeah, takes.
Were you stuck between talk and take?
Yeah, kind of went in there. Yeah, kind of like the difference between a wing and a boneless wing. You're kind of in no man's land. I'm trying to think if I had to choose one way to consume chicken.
Chicken's kind of mid.
You take the health aspect out of it. I think the only two correct answers are the chicken Sammy or the chicken wing.
I mean, the only other way would be like...
Well, you got fried chicken.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You got like a chicken parm.
Ooh, chicky parm?
Yeah, chicky parm parm, which is delightful.
That is delightful.
You got like a nice baked chicken. You got shredded chicken.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of, you got chicken in soups. But if you had to say there's, you get one form of chicken.
Chicken wing.
Yeah, because it's like fried chicken, but on a miniature scale. And, we got all
and
the
there's
flavors.
A lot of different ways you can do it.
Yeah.
And different rubs and such.
Shout out Jerry's Tavern, my home base. Got voted best wings in Portland by like, apparently there's like a wing magazine. There's like a wing online for Portland.
Nice.
They make a delightful wing.
We have a wing week, don't we? Portland wing week?
Yeah, I think they voted Jerry's.
Just like pizza and burger week.
Best wing. They have two flavors. They keep it simple. You go your barbecue or your traditional. And dude, they do a delightful, a handsome wing, if you will.
It is also Canada Day. And shout out to the Blue Jays because they beat the Yankees today on Canada Day up in Toronto.
All red.
It was a vibrant crowd celebrating Canada.
Oh, Canada.
They beat them.
And despite what others may tell you, the Canadians are wonderful, and I love our brothers and sisters from the north.
Well, a father and son encountered a rattlesnake, prompting warnings for hikers at Joaquina Falls.
Well, I don't like this.
I'm not happy about this at all because if we hike, which we rarely do, but if we do, we go to one of two-ish places.
Well, you're about to not go to one.
One is Lewis and Clark State Park.
I love how you can't remember any place you hike, which means you don't hike.
Isn't that what it's called?
When's the last time you went on a hike?
Yeah, that's a good question.
But like I said, it's right. The Lewis and State. Is that what it's called? The
Stop
Lewis?
Avoiding the question.
Quit changing the question. When's the last
well, hold
time?
Hold on!
How can you pee when you hike?
We can just pee in the trees.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like Molly. Oh, my God. Anyway, it's right behind our house. We'll go in there twice a year and hike.
I want, again, answer the
year.
Question. No.
I don't know. Like,
you said twice a year while we're halfway
have you done it this spring?
And
yes.
You haven't hiked yet.
March. Probably March.
You went on a
yes,
hike.
We go, like I said, twice a year.
Buckley, are you buying this? Because I'm not.
I feel like
it's
if
right
he went on a
house.
Hike, he would have come back and told us he went on a
yeah,
hike.
Yeah, you didn't hike.
We do.
You didn't.
Well,
you
see, guys are
you
idiots.
May
we
have
do
hiked.
Is different than we did.
You didn't hike in March. Just your language.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
He hasn't hiked in 2025.
Oh, shut up.
I'm saying 2023 is the last time you hiked.
You're just an idiot.
You hiked in COVID because it was the only thing you could do,
shut
and
up.
You haven't done it since.
Now you're just an idiot.
And now he's claiming, oh, yeah, we've hiked before.
I have, you know, the San Diego Rops, they're huge hikers, yeah. And so we kind of have to hike when they come up. And then the other place we go is up here to Joaquina.
Not anymore.
Dude, rattlesnakes? Are you kidding me?
Right out.
A father hiking with his teenage son encountered a rattlesnake on Sunday, prompting him to warn other hikers of potential dangers on the trail. The man said the snake was blocking their descent, highlighting the importance of being prepared for such encounters in the drier climates.
How are you prepared for a rattlesnake? What is
a rattlesnake? I didn't know we had rattlesnakes.
I didn't think so either. I thought that was not something we had to worry about.
He says it was on the path. It was blocking our descent. So that's another thing, too, is in the drier climate, expect to find something like that. And do your research, too. You know what? If the rattlesnakes are in the area, that was his hot take.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a take. I didn't. How am I supposed to prepare when I didn't even know they were in the area?
What an idiot.
And can I also just say, if I clearly see the rattlesnake in the path, is it that hard to get the rattlesnake to move?
Well, how do you get down the path?
You're making me uncomfortable.
No, you have to get the rattlesnake to move, right?
Do you do?
I throw something at it.
Toss $5 down.
What if it moves towards you?
No, that's not what snakes do.
Well, if it's mad, maybe it'll strike.
Yeah, what if it wants to...
Well, again, that's what rocks, and more importantly, that's what sticks are for. You find a stick, and once again, my outdoor instincts are spot on, because the Sicanic philosophy, of course, is you poke at it. You just find a long stick. Look, when are you a pole hiker? Tell me if you are. Do you carry the little walking sticks?
No.
That's the most ridiculous thing in the world. But if you had one of those, you just you jab at it.
I just walk.
I know. I love when you're like on a trail and someone's like wearing Crocs and you know you got like a 5-year-old out there and then you got the dude out there wearing $1,000 worth of REI gear.
Right.
You're like
settle down. And they're on the same trail.
Yeah, settle down, Cookie. All right, nice walking sticks. Yeah, I don't know. It's like. Would you really be freaked out if you saw a snake?
A rattlesnake, yes.
You just shoo it away.
Not happy about it. I'm suing Oregon.
I did not know we had rattlesnakes on the trails. But.
We do. Joaquina Falls. And by the way, if you don't know where Joaquina Falls is, it's right up there in the gorge. But right before you get to Multnomah Falls.
But I will say that I think at times we, especially like in this case, I think we're a little precious when it, like you're in the outdoors, you are going to encounter some stuff. Deal with it.
I get that sentiment, but... Rattlesnakes? Yeah, that's a lot of nopes. And we're not supposed to have those, so.
I got one word. Well, it'd be two words. Big rock. Problem solved. Big rock. Ha! Down it goes.
Are you out of your mind?
No, not really.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
You'd be mad at me for killing the rattlesnake, but if it's on my walking path...
No one will be mad about that.
I like that you're here.
Hey, get yourself a stick or whatever, and if as long as you get under the rattlesnake, you know what's happening at that point. That rattlesnake's going on a ride. You know, you get a long enough stick, you just get underneath that thing, and then you yeet it out of there. Ha!
Wow!
Yeah, exactly.
Multnomah County.
I saw that too. Damn it.
Multnomah County is now under a burn ban since it's, you know, hot and dry out there.
And we got the 4th of July coming up.
Own fire emojis.
Yes. Burn it down.
Well, where was that fire in Hillsboro, wasn't it? Out by Buck's place? He's a Hillsborian.
Yeah.
Hillsboroughian.
I'm a Newburgian or Newburgundian.
Oh, wait, what?
Newburgh?
You moved to Newburgh?
That's where I am right now.
Oh, yeah. Buck's house has asbestos.
I'm a Beavertonian.
The mansion is under remodel.
That's right.
Well, out in Hillsboro, did they have the little brush fire that they had to put out? And it was fireworks. It was four juveniles, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Four dumb kids.
Yep.
America, yeah!
When everything is brown and dry, it's a great idea to, I don't know, light things that explode.
Screw the learned people, no!
Well, on the 4th of July, you know, someone's going to burn down a garage, and we'll get a couple of those fires. Happens every year.
Choking on my water.
Celebrate America by blowing up a small piece of it.
What the hell is going on?
Rob got bit by a rattlesnake.
I just got bit by a rattlesnake.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Water's dangerous, too.
Yeah. So burn ban.
It goes drip, drip,
don't
drip.
Burn anything.
Well, burn ban means, I want people to know, that also means your fire pit.
Yes.
You can't.
No.
Like, just because you're not out in the brush...
Rob's getting emotional about this burn ban. I didn't know you felt this strongly about burn bans.
Very sad.
No longer.
Oh no,
the,
they were hurting you so bad.
No
oh
longer
no.
You've been able to have your fires.
I have a lot of problems.
Fuck.
Yeah. No backyard burning. No recreational campfires. No fire pits. No ag burning. No ag waste. No field burning. None of it. Idiots.
Dried out. I'm not gonna lie. I may have ignored it. Burn ban once or twice.
Don't.
Not saying it was good. I'm just being honest. There has been a time or two in my life where I'm like,
well, I tell you what. If you told me before the show and you said, hey, Rob, there are 12 guys at the fan. Mm-hmm. One of them has ignored a burn ban.
Yeah.
It would take me a second to guess you as the one who ignored the burn ban.
I don't respect the government. And their rules and regulations. Tell me what to do. It's my yard. It'll be fine.
You understand that?
And you know what? If I do set something on fire, then I'm be held accountable for it. But where's that fire spreading in my backyard? Like, what? Where's
Well, probably to the next person's yard.
Yeah, once and you in have the trees and then in the, you know?
The one tree I have?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen?
That's right.
And again, if
and
that
sparks,
happens.
Sparks hits the roof of the neighbor and then the neighbor's on fire.
Then I'm responsible for it.
That's right, you are.
If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Not right here in Happy Valley. That's next on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, this is in the news for July 1, 2025. Yeah, that's right, it's July. Get used to it. It's a kick-ass month.
You got big 4th of July plans, dude?
I'm going to the coast.
So are we?
Hey, we'll see you there, dude.
No, you won't.
See you on the beach.
Doubt it.
I'm going to drive my truck on the beach.
You're going to go shirtless on the beach.
Are you going to drive the 2013 Jackrock Outback on the
beach? It's a 2014.
Yeah, would you get it right, please?
Oh, jeez. Sorry.
And I do have Bluetooth audio in it.
So you can put your yacht rock on while you're ripping donuts on the sand.
With that symmetrical all-wheel drive.
That's right. I'm going to put my American flag on there, take my shirt off, and do some donuts.
God bless America.
Because this is America.
That is what the troops are fighting for right there.
Take off your shirt and throw me. Where were we? Oh, boy. Right there in Happy Valley, you know?
Yeah,
I'm Anytown, there. USA.
I'm there almost every day.
The FBI has arrested a man for allegedly working as an agent to Chinese intelligence service.
Oh.
His name is... oh, boy.
Yeah, careful. You racist son of a bitch.
China! How would you... Y-U-A-N-C-E?
You're the newsman.
You want to see? Yuanzi?
Y-U-A-N-Z? That sounds African.
Well, he spelled it. I'm trying to pronounce it.
Y-U-A-N-C-E. Chen.
Now you're both being racist, and I'm uncomfortable.
I'm going to say his name's Yance.
Let's go with that.
Yance Chen.
Yeah.
You think he's friends with Chance?
I do. A yance and chance. Go drinking together.
It's actually pretty neat.
What sort of Jedi secrets was he breaking in Happy Valley?
Well, he was arrested for carrying out various acts for China's Ministry of State Security, including gathering intelligence on U.S. Navy personnel. He's a 38-year-old man. He was arrested along with Lyron Lai, who is a 39-year-old man, the latter of whom was arrested in Houston after traveling to the U.S. on a tourist visa from China. The two allegedly worked together to gather intelligence about U.S. Navy personnel and military installations while attempting to recruit service members as potential assets for China's intelligence service.
Is there a big naval community in Happy Valley that I'm not aware of?
Isn't that weird?
I mean, look, I'm not saying... weird. I go to Happy Valley like 5 times a week, and I'm not all over the place, but...
Big naval presence, though.
Yeah. I don't see a lot of...
You ever been to the Naval Yard in Happy Valley?
A lot of Navy gear at the Happy Valley Bi-Mart?
I'm just not familiar with it. I don't know. It just seems like an odd... Like, if you told me this happened in San Diego or, like, in Virginia Beach, that would make sense, but Happy Valley doesn't exactly seem the ideal place to crack Navy secrets.
And that's why you'd never suspect a spy there.
No, I would not.
Hiding in plain sight.
Dude, what if I've eaten lunch out there and someone's pressed up against me, like, trying to steal my, like, tainted of the fan secrets. I feel like maybe I've been violated.
Chinese want nothing with you. Yeah. They don't care about you.
There's a nice little Chinese restaurant out there that I like. Are they involved in this?
In the beginning of 2022, Chen was allegedly tasked by Lai and other MSS agents to contact a U.S. Navy member on social media. And then in 2025, arranged a tour with that member of the USS Abraham Lincoln. He provided information about the U.S. Navy member to the MSS. During 2022 and 2023, he was instructed to visit a U.S. naval installation in Washington State and a Navy recruitment center in San Gabriel, California. He then photographed a bulletin board containing names, programs, and hometowns of recent Navy recruits, most of whom listed their hometown as China. This information was reportedly transmitted to a Chinese intelligence officer.
Wow, how about that?
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Like, that whole thing sounds very...
Yeah, it doesn't...
Well, like you're getting names of...
So you're walking into the... I mean, I don't know. Like,
they're sending the bad people out.
Cool info, bro. Taking a picture of a bulletin board?
Send them to Alcatraz.
What a crappy...
Send them to the Gators.
Alligator Alcatraz, let's go.
What the hell is happening?
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
What the hell is going on?
What a crappy spy.
I think we're going to stop.
This whole thing is strange.
Yes. If convicted, they both could face fines of up to $250,000 and prison sentences of up to 10 years. Right there in Happy Valley.
Boy.
Wouldn't that be wild if you just...
Right under my nose.
You're just there at Fred Meyer's and there's a Chinese spy right next to you. You know?
Well, I mean,
it's just weird.
It is weird.
It's weird to think.
Well, and again, that they're spying on the Navy in Happy Valley. Although that's probably the beauty of it.
Some naval administrator lives there, I guess, maybe?
If you are out there, though, I'm telling you, give Wang Lung Restaurant a shot. Best deal in the lunch game. $11.99 lunch special. They're going to treat you right. Although now... Do I have to take everything that now do I need to be concerned?
Yes.
When I go in there that I'm being spied on?
What?
What if while eating my delicious orange beef that someone is trying to steal my secrets?
I don't venture to Happy Valley often, but I do like that. I think it's called Happy Valley Station, the food cart pod that they have out there.
Yeah, it's all right there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah. But
I'm never going back there again now that the Chinese spies are all...
Imagine if the rattlesnakes migrate down there, too.
Right.
Holy hell.
Right.
What is going on?
What if we go to the Wakina Falls and there's a Chinese spy up there?
Well, I can't stay away. And they've got a Dave's, like a Nashville hot chicken there, too. I can't stay away.
I think that's funny. So food. So there's a... All right, so there's a couple Chinese guys, and they are suspicious as hell. They have little aviators on, and they're looking at you, their hands in their pockets, trying to look all coy.
Yeah.
But you're saying that because they have a delicious,
they have a nice hot chicken.
Hot chicken, you don't care?
hey man, I need some chicken.
I got nothing to hide in this chicken's bomb.
That's right.
I think he's got everything to hide.
I can't look, I'm not gonna stop my day-to-day routine just because I may be being spied upon. It's like when they tell me that like Google's trying to steal all my information. I'm like, dude, have it.
I know.
What do you want? Like, what do you, what on earth are you digging through?
Would I like to change my password for this data leak? No, not really.
I got nothing. If you just looked through mine, there'd just be a lot of like, what the
have
hell?
Have you ever looked at the recommendations on the, you switch to an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
So they have recommendations on all your passwords.
Sure.
Of like, oh, this appeared in a data leak. You should change it. Or this. You can go through all your passwords. Yeah. Every single one of them they recommend
yes.
you change.
Everything's
been, haven't yeah. changed a one.
No. Again.
You can have it, Chen. Good luck.
You want my internet York. Search history? Buckle
By
up.
The way,
things are about to get weird.
Somebody said, if Homeland taught me anything, spies are everywhere. Do you think there's a spy at the fan? And if so, who is it?
Johnny.
Or have we had one at any point?
Oh, Johnny. Johnny's not an on-air personality, but yeah. Johnny's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you, you would least suspect Johnny.
Exactly. And that's why when you said that, I went to who's the just the most like, just kind of quiet,
unassuming.
Unassuming. Yeah. And I'm like,
no, that's right. Dude, I can beat you.
I'm like, and Johnny.
Again, the listeners are going to have no frame
clue.
Of reference here.
Yeah.
But Marissa.
Now
she's in sales.
Yeah,
she's pretty quiet.
She likes to have too many drinky poos, and that's gonna
loose lips.
Yeah,
sink Chinese ships.
Not Johnny.
So Kurt's right out then.
I've been to a couple company functions with Johnny. Sits in the corner, minds his own business.
You know who maybe seems the most spy like is Kinsella. He's always kind of buttoned up.
Yeah, he
very
does.
Even keel.
Fake Southern accent.
Yeah,
freaking Kinsella.
Tell you what, you can't trust any of these sons of bitches, can you?
No.
I say we take a blowtorch to this place.
Johnny Ludes? Wouldn't expect
it. I don't
who's
think it's
been,
Ludes.
Who's been compromised?
You know, Danny. I mean, he could have been flipped.
He's I think he used to work in intelligence.
U.S. though. Military intelligence officer. Now a sports talk radio host. Pretty convenient.
He did interrogation training.
The
me.
Show right before Sooks.
He did interrogation training.
Yeah. That's what he told me.
What are you questioning Danny's trainings?
He's over there in like Abu Ghraib. He's like hooking people up to a car battery? For God's sakes.
Sucker.
You ever been waterboarded?
I have.
For fun or what? like actual water torture? What were you doing?
We got drunk and we were like, that was one of
Let's
those.
Let's try this.
Yeah.
Kinky.
Well, someone got maced. Another person got that. We just and so yeah. The
it goes drip.
And by the
drip,
way, don't
drip.
That thing effing sucks. Well, we were doing the like, how bad could it be? Because you know you're not. Let me tell you.
You literally sat down with your buddies and waterboarded each other.
Yeah. Don't do it.
The frattiest thing I've ever heard.
Dude, you're a bunch of fat guys with nothing to do on your time, and you're drunk.
Bro. Like, I can think of 100 things to do other than waterboard my friends.
It's Provo, Utah, for God's sakes. There's nothing to do.
All right, guys, we got to go. That is your In the Nuez for July 1, 2025, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next. Ooh. Boy, I'm looking at the notes, and I'm getting excited.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to cover the Jake Retzlav story. Is that his name?
Honor code.
Yeah, the throwing or
BYU.
The huckin' Hebrew. The
apparently,
BYU.
He bangs.
Well, there's some controversy. Some people are thinking again this could be espionage and a setup.
Framed.
Yes.
Like Karen Reed.
Yeah.
Big dumper talk and who would win? Blazers starting five or Blazers bench? All next hour on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.